Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
24 after 12 is your time. Quick break, my family, and I really look forward to welcoming Ndade Lukhele, who joins us on the line this afternoon for a great conversation, just looking at the background of Stokvelers, looking at where the whole concept of Stokvelers is right now. How is it performing, you know, against all the other products in the market? How do the originators of Stokvelers actually feel about seeing the concept having been commercialized and packaged in a way and sort of, I suppose, given back, you know, as a product offering back to its own originators? And then I think that's probably the paprika of the conversation sits exactly in that corner. And so, yeah, let's take a quick break, my family. I'm really excited because at 1:30, I'll share with you on the other side of 1 o'clock what exactly we're doing at 1:30. Today it's oil, it's paprika, salt, pepper, all of it. Ikona, ilapha. 25 after 12.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Ndade Lukhele, we want to welcome you warmly here on Radio Pulpit. Good afternoon, and how do you do, sir?
Afternoon to you.
No, that's absolutely phenomenal. Let me start by giving a very brief description of NASA Stud. First of all, welcome to Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much for having given us your time. We truly appreciate it, and we have a tradition that we do here when we are welcoming any guest for the very first time. We want you to feel at home, kick off your shoes, take off your jacket, so that this conversation can be can flow as much as possible. So, Dada, you know, I was very delighted to find out that we have, you know, an association that brings Stokvelers together. Let's quickly find out from you, Ndade Lukhele, what exactly is NASASA, and what does NASASA do?
Yeah, the Stokvelers Association of South Africa. Mm-hmm. So it's an umbrella body for Stokvelers. Obviously, the term Stokvel, it's been used in its generic form. Mm. I know that if you go to Eastern Cape, Western Cape, they talk about Umgalelo. Mm. If you go to some colored areas in the Western Cape, they talk about Khoi Khoi. Abantu bakhuluma ngomshayelwano, umkholiswano. Depending on the type of a Stokvel, you could call the burial society, umasingcwabisane, and all those things. So, In the South African setting, we decided to use one term to refer to all of them. So it's a catch-all phrase to refer to all these little groupings that have mushroomed all over the country in many years. Yes.
Mm. You know, Dada, your website has incredible, incredible resources with regards to just understanding, you know, the whole concepts of Stokvelers and how you work, etc. But let's maybe take it just one notch back before we cross over to our traffic at 12:30 in just a minute and a half. Where does the whole concept of Stokvelers come from, and where is it now?
Yeah, history tells us that the concept of Stokvel originated from the Eastern Cape.
Oh wow!
During the period of the during the period 1800s, and there were British settlers there who were cattle farmers and they're involved in cattle auctions and all that. They referred to that as stock fairs because of the cattle stock and stuff like that. Obviously, black people at the time were very entrepreneurial in terms of agriculture. So they used to be involved in some way with that concept. With the advent of mining and the discovery of gold in Johannesburg, many people flocked into the Witwatersrand. and they left behind their typical farming expertise and all that to venture into a new environment called mining. Remember, people were drawn into mining at the time. They were drawn from the same village, from a certain chief. So those people find themselves in a very strange living conditions in the compounds. And the living conditions were so despicable that people were dying of various diseases. There was a need for them to be buried back home by fellow residents who were drawn together to join the mine. So they had to take a proactive action of doing so by way of forming a stock fell called the Burial Society. So in the event of someone dying, so they club together and put money and give someone a decent funeral. And so that support system has evolved from that era to where we are today.
Thank you so much. I mean, there's so many things that are praiseworthy about the history of Stokvels. And I think more than anything else, the context, for us to understand the context, perhaps when we understand where the whole concept is coming from, you know, we will be in our time, you know, because we are this kind of generation that we seem to take things, a lot of things for granted. You know, when you think about the fact that, you know, my grandfather, your grandfather could have been part of the people that started or the initial members of a Stokvel. They are the ones that fueled this culture. Perhaps we'll be able to be better custodians and better stewards of the entire concept. But when we come back, Ntate Lukhele, from the traffic break, I'd like us to look at the evolution then of the whole concept and whether or not it is still serving the purpose for which it was originally originated, and if not, you know, what are those variations, and how does what we know now as a Stokvel fit into the economy, and how does it also help households, household budgets, household income, individuals, communities, if at all, in our time? It's 32 after 12. My family, Ntate Lukhele, is the chairperson for NASASA, which is the National Association for Stokvels in South Africa. And so we continue with that conversation. But right now, we do want to join you, if you're joining us on the road, to certainly welcome you, my family, and help you navigate your traffic. Let's cross over and have a look at the latest on the roads.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
And our scripture, my family, for the afternoon, 34 minutes after 12 is your time. We are reading from the book of Psalm 138, verse 6 all the way to 8 this afternoon. Let me just read verse 6 and 8. For though you are lofty and exalted, you stoop to embrace the lowly. You keep your distance from those filled with pride. You keep every promise you've ever made to me, since your love for me is constant and endless. I ask you, Lord, to finish every good thing that you have begun in me. 35 now after 12. We're crossing over back to conversation, my family. Ntate Andrew Lukhele is our guest this afternoon. We're talking all things Stokvelers. And of course, he joins us as chairperson of the National Stokvel Association of South Africa. Ndlulukele, thank you so much for standing by, sir. Truly appreciate your time. This conversation is going to be educational, challenging, and hopefully going to get us to relook the way in which we understand the concept of stokvels going forward. So let's discuss the evolution of stokvels, Ndlulukele. What does that look like?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question.
Yeah.
Now, let me remind you, as a person who comes from the media.
Yes, sir.
NASASA, the association, was formed in 1988.
Right.
That was in the height of apartheid, right?
Right. Interesting, yeah?
Now, what is not contested in the, or which is not controversial in the stokvel setting, is that stokvels are nothing but self-help schemes. So as a community, which with a history of deprivation and lack of amenities and all these problems that were associated with apartheid, it was very important for black people to club together and pull themselves by their own bootstraps.
Mm.
So the relevance of stokvels can be understood in that context. What you find very interesting is that in 1988, no one was talking about stokvels.
Okay.
So stokvels were operating as an underground economy for black people.
Right.
There's a reason why people had gone underground with the stokvel concept.
Mm.
At the time, there was a perception that stokvels were illegal.
Oh.
Now, the perception came from different sources. One, today we talk about banking. I can tell you today, all the banks, one way or the other, have a product tailor-made for stokvel members, which was not the case at the time.
Mm.
Because the concept or the perception of illegality was widespread. The sources for illegal perception came from the top, from the government, came from the Reserve Bank. The Reserve Bank is the umbrella body for all the banks in the country, right?
Mm.
Their perception was that stokvels were illegal because they accept deposits from the community members.
Wow.
So they say, by law, anyone who accepts deposits from the public must have a license to do so. So because stokvels take money from the community, they were supposed to have licenses. Because they didn't have licenses, it meant they were conducting the business of the bank without a license.
Hmm.
As a result, people were harassed, they were arrested in their meetings and all those things. Now, that's where NASASA comes in.
That's, wow, yeah.
I was 28 years at the time, very ambitious and very concerned about the status quo.
Yes, Dad.
So I felt the need that we should address this issue, because to me, I had enough research to justify the existence of stokvels.
Right.
So it meant I had to come to collision course with the authorities as early as that time.
Sure. Let me just come in there, Ndlulukele. Please allow me. I just want to clarify the structural setting here. What we are saying is that at the time that NASASA was formed, so stokvels existed, but they existed... what's the right word? They were positioned
illegally. They were useless. They were supposed to be discarded.
Yes,
by the authorities.
However, at the time, the bank, by virtue of its declaration of the illegality of stokvels, also then positioned themselves as a custodian, as the legal custodian of what the stokvel sort of concept was all about. Am I correct?
No, you're not correct.
Okay. Please correct me, Dada.
I think the banks understood what the authorities were saying.
Yes.
Despite the fact that research was telling them that there's a lot of money circulating there, which has the potential to end up in the bank.
Yes.
Now let me talk about the interaction between stokvels and the banks at the time.
Yes.
When that there was that perception of illegality.
Okay.
People on the ground are not stupid.
Right.
they understand that when they put, when they collect their money, if the money has to be kept for future use, if it's kept under somebody's mattress, it's going to disappear.
Okay.
So they knew that there was something called banking. From their work environment, they knew how to interact with the banks.
Mm.
So they used to interact with the banks illegally. Now, I'm taking the illegality back now.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if we're 20 in the stock fair, we'd put money aside and identify Ayanda that we trust, right?
She's working for Pulpit.
Yes. She's a treasurer. She's also a teacher. You know, she sings very well in our choir. That one would be the ideal person to put our money under
her mattress,
her account.
Oh.
Now, the account that you're talking about, your personal account, by the way. So the money will go into the bank under the disguise that it belongs to you. Right. So that was happening in many banks as a trend. But one bank, which is no longer in the country that right now, is the building society called the PEM Building Society.
Yes.
They did a study in 1984 in the Eastern Cape where they were observing this trend that people there put money in the account in January. In December, that money disappears, all of it. It disappears because it belongs to the group.
Correct. It must be shared. So
that trend showed that that money belonged to not this individual, belonged to a stock file. They couldn't do anything with that research. 1980s was very volatile politically in South Africa. It would be inappropriate for a white bank to go and make noise that there's money that belongs to the community that must enhance and all that. So they kept quiet. They couldn't do anything about it. Then I came from university with this ambition and all that. Identified a problem associated with banking stock file money using individuals' names. Because it meant people were fighting all the time. Money would disappear. Money coming into my account legally belongs to me.
Correct.
So wow, in the event that so I misuse that money, people could not go to the police because they would reveal that they belonged to a stock file, which was illegal at the time. But the problem persisted, do you understand?
Yes, no, absolutely. No, I totally get it.
And you understand that?
No, we do, Dad.
So, when you form the association, we had to protect people from the police harassment. We had to protect people from inappropriate banking.
So is that what you would call inappropriate banking? The one person that then takes, that takes the money? Yes, stock fail.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fraud.
It's fraud.
Now, what we did as NASASA, which impacted the banking system in the country like never before, we persuaded the PEM Building Society at the time to create a product that was tailor-made for Stockfell members.
Oh.
The first in the history of financial services in this country.
I hear you, Dad. Okay.
That product was called the PEM Club Account. It's a club account belonging to groups. In that club account, members had protection away from an individual who was looking after their money. It was book-based, and all the members were signatories or few of them, whatever. So they were independent of any other, some individual could take advantage of their money and all those things. The success of that product gave rise to what we have today in all the banks in the country.
That is fabulous. So maybe I'm going to ask two questions in one, Dadane. The first is, what are the pillars that you use to measure success of that particular product? And prior to that point where NASASA had approached PERM Bank, what was the sort of how successful, in inverted commas, right, was the whole concept outside of the banking system?
see, these are two things.
Yes.
When you talk about outsider banking system,
mm-hmm.
it's very interesting. People talk about formalizing stock sales and all this.
Yes, that.
The informality of stock sale is the clue that makes a stock sale work.
Correct. Absolutely. Yes.
The basic tenet in a stock sale is trust and peer pressure.
Correct.
Not this. No, I don't need lawyers to sign something and all. No,
and
people
bank
default
forms.
Those things.
That's so true. Yes.
The informality of stock sale is basically the trust and the peer pressure.
Correct.
So that happens outside of the banking system until today.
Okay.
It's a pillar of a stock sale.
Correct.
So what we created at the time was that let the banking system leave what stock sale members can do best, with the informality, the meetings, the uniform, the singing that they do in their own meetings. Leave those to people who understand it. The interaction is that the banking system must provide the safety structure
Like
can make people's money to grow and open investment opportunities and all the nice things that we can talk about.
Wonderful. Like a safety deposit sort of box, so to speak. Something to that effect.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
So we created the culture of saving. We cultivated the culture of saving.
Sure.
It is not perfect because the relationship is still a one-way street, meaning stock sale members see their money going into the banking system. However, when they approach the same banks for loans, for bonds, financing, and all other things, the bank changes the criterion of judging my collateral.
Correct. Yes, no, absolutely. You know,
so we still have a long way to go, but I'm just giving you the background to how stock sales evolved from underground economy to being trusted customers of the financial services.
Sure. Now, look at it. Yeah. Because you were part of the infrastructure, you know, putting together, especially the formalization of stock sales, so to speak. How would you evaluate progress between then and now? And I ask this specifically because I am sitting on the outside of the whole ecosystem of stock sales. But I'm asking myself the question that if the bank, very similar to the Vodacom case, if the bank has been able to draw income, to draw a revenue from a product that came from the community, you know, and has grown for whatever reason, and this product has now become a product that is out there open for competitors to replicate. It's a market product, right? How then is it that even today that product has still not opened up a two-way relationship so that people who are in that particular space are then able to access a broad criteria and a broad range of products because of that product?
Yeah. No, I understand. I think you're talking about ownership in the financial services space.
Yeah, but specifically tied to stock sales, not just other products.
Yes. No, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be happy to know that today we have a healthy relationship with the same Reserve Bank that was an enemy of the stock sales.
That is wonderful, Data. That is absolutely awesome. Yes.
Now, not only that, we've been given a license.
Wow.
To run a financial services institution. So to run as a bank, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, no, absolutely.
So this is how far we have evolved. Obviously, what we're doing is still at the pilot stage.
Sure.
Remember the VBS debacle.
First on my mind, actually, when you spoke about it.
Oh,
license.
Yeah. So, yes. So it has closed doors for certain rules to be applied in our favor. But what I'm trying to tell you is that there will always be a relationship between stock sale members and other financial institutions. For convenience sake, this is South Africa, this is not Bangladesh, this is not Colombia or whatever. Let's face the reality. But I think members of the stock first have to understand that inclusive financial services doesn't necessarily mean buying into somebody's accounts only. It also means ownership. So I think we are creating a platform where they can proudly say, the money that I put in there belongs to me. I can access it on my terms because it belongs to me.
So if you look at, I mean, it's a little bit difficult, but let's just be hypothetical about the whole situation. Let's say Stokvels were not formalized and there was no kind of conversation to include the concept of Stokvel in the formal economy via financial services, right? So let's just say that it was still informal, but a post apartheid in the new dispensation, I would assume that nobody, because I mean there's a whole Bill of Rights that came into play, so there's nobody that's going to stop people from meeting and putting together their money. What do you think that would look like outside of the financial services sector? And I know it's probably an uncomfortable question, you know, because you're supposed to be the custodian of this product that you've created. But I just want us to imagine, you know, what it would look like, perhaps to appreciate differently the fact that the financial services sector has now been incorporated into this concept.
Don't imagine. be real about it.
Yes,
you talk about imagining. Let me give the reality what is happening on the ground.
Okay.
That is why financial institutions are going to struggle going forward to attract the Stokvel funds. Stokvel members understand that a bank use their savings to invest it in property, in malls somewhere and all that. Stokvel members understand that. As a result, they are reluctant to put their money long-term in the financial services system. Let me tell you what happens now.
Yeah.
Within Stokvel groups, there's a lending system. Let's say we are 20 or whatever.
Yeah, that's so uncomfortable. Yes,
they lend money among themselves.
With interest.
With interest, which is higher than the banks and other things. But they understand that the money comes to them anyway.
Yes. No. They're building their own fund. Yes, it's an investment.
That is happening, and it's legal. It is legal. We make it legal because it fulfills specific needs of the group. The law says Stokvel members can lend money among themselves, but they should not lend outside people who are not members.
Got you. Yes, okay.
If they want to do that, they must apply to be a financial services provider. In other words, they are a formal machinisa.
Yes.
Do you understand those things? Atlas, what? You know,
100%.
You see those
yes. No, I get
so
those.
We are in that space. So we're playing there. So members do this thing independent of the financial services sector. So it's a very interesting evolution. And whatever happens, we have to ensure that it doesn't disadvantage the Stokvel members. That is why, from time to time, we'll have to fight against pyramid schemes.
Correct, Dad. Correct.
Because these are people who see opportunities and promise people high returns at a very shorter space of time, something that is not possible to sustain. So there are some of the challenges of this evolution we're talking about.
That is really interesting, Ndada Lukele. I'd like to take a quick break, my family. Look, I have already requested from your office, Dada, if we could please have a part two of this conversation. We did not even go past point number two of all the things that I really wanted to raise with you as the chairperson of NASASA. Let's take a break, my family. 55 after 12, that is your time. We are back just to conclude on this conversation, and certainly let's try and see if we can actually have a part two, because in that part two conversation, I then want to, you know, get into the actual nitty-gritties of the savings culture here in South Africa. You know, how are we doing as a people regardless of what kind of support we have, how are we doing? How's that savings culture going in and amongst our communities, number one? And the second thing, you know, that I'd like to also look at, of course, is, you know, in terms of the future, right? Great revelation today about the license that NASASA has been granted, but about the future of Stokvels, taking into consideration, you know, the technological age that we are in. What does that sort of look like? What are the projections? That would be part two. Taking a quick break, coming back, and let's see if we can close off this discussion. 0826572729. If you'd still like to ask a question or contribute to this discussion.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Access to business cash flow and funding can be a challenge. With Vodaland Business Term Advance, you can get up to 5 million rand worth of accessible funding. Applying takes 10 minutes online, and within 24 hours, the cash is in your account, so you can build your business your way. To qualify, you must be in business for over 12 months with a yearly turnover of 500,000 rand or 40,000 rand per month. Search Vodaland online to get started. T's and C's apply. Vodacom Financial Services.
2 minutes before the top of the hour, my family on the other side of 1 o'clock, really looking forward to hearing some insights from Dr. Lucas Moloi, who shares with us why do businesses fail. Right now, Ndade Lukele, thank you so much, Dada, for standing by. Let's summarize this by asking you, you know, as a steward, a custodian in the space, you know, just to speak a word of wisdom, you know, to those who are walking into the space, who are realizing that there's opportunities here, you know, what would you say to them in terms of the entrepreneurial opportunities that exist, in terms of the opportunity to build communities? What would you say?
Yeah, gloomy background that I just presented.
It's not gloomy. It's very interesting.
I'm proud to tell you that it is a reality that today,
there
are two financial systems that are well supported and are working for the majority of South Africans. This is the Stokvel system and the banking system.
That is fantastic.
We have to align themselves in the manner that will mutually benefit all the two groups. When democracy was ushered in South Africa, there are people who are telling me that Stokvels will cease to exist. Why? Because black people would have their own government. There will be affirmative action, there will be PE, there will be service delivery in different forms. So Stokvels would have no place to exist. I can tell you today that we have over 11.5 million individuals who are members of Stokvels. Over 49 billion rands per annum changes hands in this sector. So despite the promises of a better life associated with democracy, people are still keen to do things for themselves, because we know South Africa is still the most equal society in the world. So the challenges are lying ahead going forward.
No, Tata, kiavakala kakhulu. Can we maybe try and hustle a part two with you right here and now?
No, you're welcome. This is home, and anything is possible.
No, that's fantastic. Dada, just your details. Where do we find you, so that if you know, or somebody listening would like to get in touch with NASASA, Stokvel would like to be part, because you also offer membership opportunities. So how does that work? Where do we find you?
Yeah, I think the best way is to go to our website, which has other platforms that I can't talk to. I think it's www.nasasa.co.za. I think the other Facebook and other things, all the those details will be there.
That's fantastic, Dada. No, we understand. It's fine. Thank you so much, and Dada Lukele, for having spent your afternoon with us. Truly appreciate this. Really looking forward to part two. Hopefully that's going to happen. And let's get a rich understanding and continue then, you know, to look at these concepts with fresh eyes. Thank you for the work that you also do. And we look forward to part two.
Thank you very much for having me, and welcome to host me again. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dada Lukele, Mr. Andrew Lukele, who's the chairperson, my family, of NASASA, National Association for Stokvels, National Association for Stokvels, yes, in South Africa. That's the full name. So it's NASASA, if you'd like to check them out, .co.za. That was thrilling, absolutely thrilling conversation. Anyway, I quite like the fact that Stokvel started in the Eastern Cape. Story for another day. We're crossing over to the news.
From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.